Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Tony Williams, ladies and gentlemen. That's his voice. The lead singer of the Platters from the Wayback Machine. Kind of like me, Bob Dylan Schneider. I'm from the Wayback Machine myself. Bob Dylan Schneider, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. I'm thankful for him, for his friendship, for his support of all the things that we do, and the way he supported you as a small business owner on this show for the last 10 years, more than 10 years, and for the way he does his work in the marketplace every day. Bob, I'm thankful for you.
Jim, it's just great to be on the show, and again, I know you don't want me to do this, but you're coming with a book called The Age of the Customer next year, and we all ought to get out there and buy that book, because that's the kind of thing that is going to jumpstart this economy.
I appreciate you saying that, Bob. It's that things are changing, and that's one of the things that I'd like to ask you about. In your business, now you're in the PR business, you're in the strategy business. You help corporate companies and find their way in the new world. What are you seeing out there that's changing that we need to keep our head up and be paying attention to right now?
The will of the American people. We have forgotten about politics. We're saying that the American people, business people, small business people in particular, are going to get things going. We are saying that we have had it with free rides and all the rest of it. We're going to put our heads down and get this done.
Are there enough Americans left who want that? You know, we've got about half. Almost half of Americans are taking from the government, and maybe a little over are still contributing. We haven't crossed the Rubicon yet?
We're close, but we have a lot of people who are like that figure in Network, the television show, who looked out the window and said, "I'm mad as can be,
yeah,
and I'm not going to take it
anymore." Not going to take it anymore. It sounds like you're talking about a revolution, Bob.
I think there is a quiet revolution underway, and I think some of the people at the top of the chain, the big money guys, are going to have to give the money back. I think some of the people that are on the free ride are going to have to get in the trench and start working like the rest of
them.
And I think that some of us who are working are going to have to be just tougher and stronger and innovate more than we have.
Well, the marketplace has changed. The way people do business, the way we make things. There's more onshoring going on now in America than there used to be. We're bringing a lot of jobs back to America that over the last 20, 30 years have left here. But when they come back, Bob, what used to take 100 people to operate a factory, those factories, if we exported 100 jobs 20 years ago, when we onshore them, those 100 jobs are now only about 20 jobs.
That's right. But jobs are coming back. That's the good news. And over the next 2 years, we're going to see a lot of announcements about jobs coming back. But there's a lot the government could do, repairing the infrastructure of this country, getting the energy program running. We'll be energy self-sufficient, Jim, in a few years.
Think about what that could do, Bob. And here's the thing, Bob. We could do that now if we had the political will.
We could do it, and it would make a big difference around the world. We wouldn't have to worry about different people in the Middle East. Wouldn't have to worry about the nuclear bomb policing people. We wouldn't have to do that.
Yep. I've been told that if we had the will, that we could literally be a net exporter of petroleum in a year or two.
I think we could be, and the key is to be in that position, and then to keep it going and not let it slip away from it.
Right, right. Are you concerned? How do you feel about the Iranian treaty that we seem to have just passed?
Well, I think I look at it this way: the mullahs are still in charge. They don't like us. It's a religious issue.
Yeah.
So they're still in charge. And there was a guy named Jimmy Carter many years ago.
Yep.
And the Iranians have fundamentally been negative toward us since Jimmy Carter.
Mm-hmm.
So I think trying to turn on a dime and say, "Oh, gee, these are a bunch of good guys," is very naive.
Isn't it amazing that after all these years, after all these lessons, Bob, 30-plus years, almost 35 years of lessons with the Iranians, isn't it amazing that we can still be naive?
It's unbelievable, and I think if this is back to the politicians in Washington, they want a victory, and the Iranians are smiling. I mean, from moving from Iran to Afghanistan, it is amazing to me that Karzai won't agree to certain
things. He's thumbing his nose at us now, isn't he?
Well, he says we have to release the prisoners from Guantanamo Bay. These are the people that fomented 9/11.
That's right.
We can't do that.
Yeah, we've got to have some strong will and some leadership and some statesmanship, like Bob Dylan Snyder, ladies and gentlemen. Bob, when are you going to run for? I need you to run for president. I'd vote for you.
I'm running to the bookstore to buy The Age of the Customer, your new book. That's where I'm running.
You're too good. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Happy Thanksgiving to Jan and the boys. Hope you guys have a great one.
Happy Thanksgiving to the Blessing Games and your entire listening ship. Thank you.
Bob Dylan Snyder, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, and we always look forward to this tradition. He's with us all during the year, too, by the way. And we're looking forward to Bob's new book on getting a job, which we'll launch in January. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.